The 45th president of the United States launched an NFT collection. I repeat, the 45th president of the United States launched an NFT collection and it sold out. You're going to hear about everything on Goats in the Metaverse. A president launched an NFT collection? Welcome to Goats in the Metaverse, folks. I am joined by my prestige colleague, Yossi. What? I don't even know where to start on this. I mean, this is like breaking news. A president of the United, ex-president of the United States has launched an NFT collection. Barriers are literally being broken in Web3 right in front of our face. We're going to learn all about it. What does that actually mean? But first, let's say hello to each other and
it is the biggest news in NFT land. I never thought we would see a ex-president launching their own NFT collection so soon. I have been saying that NFTs are going to eat everything and the world will become tokenized, but I didn't expect this to happen. But nonetheless, you cannot blame Trump for taking an advantage of another merchandising opportunity. The king of merchandising is pretty much leaning into another opportunity here. We'll cover that and more. But before we do that, let's jump into the market and where we are in the markets today. Everything looking pretty bleak, even though there's some upward movement in ApeCoin. Ethereum, $1,200, seems to be staying and hovering in that region. Sol, $12, and ApeCoin, $3.54. A lot of movement happening in the major currencies. Let's see what's happening in the NFT world and what is going on here. Anything interesting and surprising? Bored Ape Yacht Club up slightly, 69.
Big announcement. Big announcement is they are launching, they announced that you could mint something with Jimmy the Monkey. We don't really know what it is, but they did announce that there's going to be four levels, four different tiers of mint. And that if you have an ape along with a dog, you're going to be considered the most exclusive mint, which is their tier four. Nobody really knows what that means, but dogs went crazy. I believe floor price went from about six to eight and change in a matter of minutes. And people were sweeping them like crazy. So they're working on something, and people are excited. The ape floor did move a little bit. Mutant floor did move a little bit. Also, Doodles announced that their duplicator is going to be coming into effect in January. So I guess that here's another green arrow going up. So yeah, people are making some last minute.
Making some moves. The kennels, I'm looking at them. They went from 4.4 ETH to 8. That's a pretty big sweep on the kennels. I've been holding my little hounds for quite some time, so I'm excited to see some movement there. I always thought that there'd be something that would be done with these dogs. They couldn't just be sitting there in the orphanage. So pretty happy to see that. I got to look a little bit more. I missed the whole announcement.
Look at that.
Yossi. Look at this, the show.
The humbleness of Yossi admitting to everybody on their airwaves he missed it. Well, I'm glad you learned to hear first on Goats in the Metaverse. Let's get into Trump. I mean, this is like, I don't even know where to start, but let's start.
Let's start with the video. Let's start with his own promotion. The announcement that our own producer, Gabby, thought was fake news before we sent it. No, this is the real video. Play the video.
Hello, everyone. This is Donald Trump. Hopefully your favorite president of all time, better than Lincoln, better than Washington, with an important announcement to make. I'm doing my first official Donald J. Trump NFT collection right here and right now. They're called Trump Digital Trading Cards. These cards feature some of the really incredible artwork pertaining to my life and my career. It's been very exciting. You can collect your Trump digital cards just like a baseball card or other collectibles. Here's one of the best parts. Each card comes with an automatic chance to win amazing prizes like dinner with me. I don't know if that's an amazing prize, but it's what we have. Or golf with you and a group of your friends at one of my beautiful golf courses, and they are beautiful. I'm also doing Zoom calls, a one-on-one meeting, autographing memorabilia, and so much more. We're doing a lot. My official Trump digital trading cards are $99, which doesn't sound like very much for what you're getting. Buy one and you will join a very exclusive community. It's my community. And I think it's something you're going to like, and you're going to like it a lot. They also make perfect gifts. So you can buy them with your credit card or crypto. All you need is an email address. Go to collecttrumpcards.com. and buy your Trump digital trading cards right now before they are all gone, and they will be gone. This is my first official Trump trading card NFT collection, and you get a chance to meet me. Go to collecttrumpcards.com right now, and remember, Christmas is coming, and this makes a great Christmas gift.
All right, let's cut the video. I mean, you got to give it to Mr. President Trump. He is a marketer. And by the way, I, you know, like him, hate him. He's taking a page out of VFriend's playbook. You could have a Zoom call with Trump. You could have dinner. You could play golf. And $99 is all it's going to cost you. Now let's break down the numbers. He came out with 45,000 NFTs. That's a
big,
big, big, big, big number. He did sell out. It took him a few hours to sell out. But I mean,
that's
one thing,
$4.5 million.
Yeah, but one thing he did, which I thought was genius, credit cards. You don't need to have an NFT wallet. You don't need to do it. Here's $99 on a credit card, and you have an opportunity to meet me, the President of the United States. Greatest president of all time, better than Lincoln, if you heard that.
Right. Better than Washington.
So, like him or don't like him, I mean, for $99, if you're a fan of Trump, right? Or if you're a father or grandfather or father-in-law, whatever it is, good gift idea. $99 gets you this, right? It's a collectible card. And you have an opportunity to win something else. So there is some sort of utility tied into it.
It's a sweepstakes mechanism. When I saw what they did as well, is you could enter the sweepstakes without actually buying the NFT. You can mail in a application to join the sweepstakes. There's probably some laws around charging for sweepstakes that they are skirting around and making sure that they're compliant. But if you bought 45 of Mr. 45, President 45's cards, you were guaranteed an entry to their gala dinner as well. So $4,500 to get into a gala dinner with the ex-president. If you're a fan, like you say, that doesn't seem to be too expensive to be able to be in the same room at a dinner with the ex-president over there. So like you said, 45,000 sold. What I really thought was funny out of the video is him highlighting that these trading cards are, you know, the highlights of his career. As far as I can tell, I don't think he's been to the moon, played football or been a NASCAR racing driver, but you know, never hold Trump, no shortage of imagination for the ex-president. On this collection, there's been some controversy about the art and whether it was ripped off. Some watermarks on some of the cards were not completely cleared, so you can see some stock images with their watermarks still on them,
which is great.
I don't know what else to say if
Trump didn't have any controversy. Look, I mean, let's be honest, he's probably the most loved and hated president of our lifetimes, right? It's either you love him or you hate him. So he's playing, you know, millions and millions of people have voted for him and do love him. So he's playing to the masses. And I think what Web3 communities really need to understand is these are the type of opportunities that are going to expose more and more people, your father or your grandfather, to NFTs, right? So from that perspective, I think that is very successful. The funniest tweet I saw was, Gabby pulled that up, a DGen posted that his father is a boss because he minted, I believe it was 45 of these things, and he got a rare one of one. And he's also up, I believe they went up 7 or 8x at one point. So he was a complete boss right there, buying 45 of them, having a 7x return. And if you think about it from any other perspective, right? Even if you got 2x on your money, 3x on your money, and some people are Trump fanatics, I don't know if they sold these things. I don't know if they exited, but they had an opportunity to make real, real money. And something that we probably haven't seen in a long time, because, you know, I think there's a lot of NFTs right now that are being, you know, I don't want to say manipulated, but there's a lot of, there are winners that come up. But
manipulated is the right word.
But how many people are going all in, right? Like, I'm sure there's a bunch of people that are like, yeah, let me go buy, you know, 100 of these things or 200 of these things or 500 of these things. And all of a sudden, they're getting a 2x return, a 3x return, a 4x return, a 5x return. If they sold at the top or going up or whatever it is, people made some real, real money on something that some of us might look as a joke. I mean, when I heard about this thing, I was like, there's no possible way this is going to be successful. And there's no possible way anybody's going to buy this.
There we go. Boy, lots of people did buy. 15,324 people, to be exact, are unique owners of this collection. So definitely a lot of people who have bought it. We did see it getting traded up. People doing some momentum trades. 7,000 ETH in volume has been traded to date. There's a 10% royalty on all secondary sales. So 7,000 ETH, that's another $10 million. Almost $10 million in secondary volumes, another $1 million going to the Trump establishment. The clever part is the sweepstakes edition, where you can win prizes from the president, whether that be dinner, signed memorabilia, etc. It has created people who are real holders, real people who are excited about, like you said, the president and being part of his community. There's certainly people who are opportunistic and just trading the noise and the hype and the attention that something like this created. We saw that floor price jump up to like 0.7, 0.8 ETH. It's back down now to 0.19 ETH. Some people have made some money out of it. But nonetheless, interesting to see that someone as high up as the president has decided to come into the NFT market and launch a collection. We can't say that this year hasn't been crazy. And if you thought it hasn't been crazy enough, Trump with laser eyes just entered the arena.
Enter and you know, I think the other side of it is like the media was bashing this guy and both sides, left and right. Oh my God, what has it come to? But like I said, I think this is a win for Web3. I'm going to assume that this was a, you know, a money play for Mr. Trump and or an ego boost or whatever you want to call it. But yeah, I'm sure there's even a very small number that now got exposed to opening up a wallet, owning an NFT, and them saying, let me jump on Twitter. Let me see what's happening. What are people talking about? Let me go follow these people who are talking about this. Let me go subscribe to a newsletter, right? So somebody took that rabbit hole, went down it, and is now exposed to Web3, and maybe they're going to go buy more NFTs, right? Maybe they're going to become whatever, right? They're now in part of the ecosystem. And I think that is a big one. And kudos to the president of introducing more degens into the space.
Well, you got to love to see it. We will keep you up to date with more crazy news that's coming up. Remember that we have our Goat Vault giveaway. We haven't mentioned the Goat Vault in quite some time. It's valued at 11.35 ETH, $11,000 up for grabs. All you need to do is subscribe to the show. Once we hit 1,000, 5,000 subscribers, we're going to open up the contents of the vault, and we are almost there. So tell your friends, hit subscribe, and let us give away some shiny NFTs. I'm going to be away for the holidays, Stanley. Are you going to be doing anything special Christmas, New Year time?
I'm going to be finding that alpha. Alpha, baby.
You're going to be finding that alpha. And you're going to be texting it to me, and then we'll be talking about it on the show. But for those of you who are going away, hopefully have a very happy and festive season. This is tax loss harvesting time, so also not a bad idea to sell some of those NFTs if you're at the bottom and need some tax loss. You didn't hear that here. And we'll be keeping you up to date on Trump NFTs and more in the weeks to come. And big year for us in 2023.
Happy holidays, everybody. We love you all.